This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Last week in our content meeting, we decided we wanted to talk about Easter, but why the heck does the date always change? The notion that it was probably because of the moon was brought up, so we decided we need to look into this.
Now, our next guest is a revisionary astrologer who works in both Eastern and Western systems of astrology and has kindly given us his time this morning to chat about Easter and its significance. So I'm calling this the Easter Astrology edition of our chat. At the founder and CEO of astrology.com.au, Didichi Toth, welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So good. Okay, we need to get into this. So we know in Australia, Easter ties into the Christian belief system, but the dates that Easter takes place is far more significant to astrology. Firstly, why does the date change? Why?
Well, generally, the calendar we use is a solar calendar, but with Easter, it still seems to rest on the lunar calendar. And as you know, the lunar month is 28 days, so we have 13 lunar months. And so each year, the date of the full moon after the vernal equinox, which this year was March 20th, changes each year. We've got to wait till that full moon kicks in. So it's interesting, isn't it, that Christianity in particular has always frowned on astrology, but still uses all these lunar cycles and, you know.
Well, I think what's funny, you just said, as we all know, and you've just taught me two things that I had no idea about. Like, I didn't understand that in any way, shape or form.
Oh, astrologers. As we astrologers know. Sorry.
I'm not as smart as you think this early in the morning. I'm really not. But you're right. Like, Easter, it's this Christian holiday. But why does astrology play such a notable part in dictating the historic celebration?
Well, I think there's a deeper esoteric significance to the concept of Easter and the crucifixion. You know, I've always liked the idea that the crucifix really is the symbolizes the first person pronoun, first personal singular pronoun, crossed out. So the resurrection really is about self-renewal through the process of eliminating the ego and then a new being born out of that. So I think the Christian tradition symbolizes that more.
Well,
it's more of an esoteric thing, you know?
In your piece that I found you through, you mentioned that it's not just the date that's linked to astrology. Just then you mentioned the fact that the cross. Can you tell us more about some of the astrology allegory intertwined with Easter? It's more of those significant numbers and stuff.
Well, astrology and Easter are very deeply connected, and it talks about the connection of all of us to the universe, but that first person singular pronoun really, really reflects the understanding of the horoscope. What we're looking for here is an understanding of self and our connection to the universe. That's why if you look at the horoscope, you know, the Aries, which is the natural first sign of the zodiac, is about beginnings. It's interesting that this, you know, the month of March, 21st of March to April is really Aries. So springtime, the beginning of the vernal equinox, it all ties in with, and it's also a very early pagan connection. Most Christians aren't aware that, you know, Easter and some of the other Christian traditions are built on those pagan festivals, and it was all intertwined earlier on, so that, you know, when the Romans pushed Christianity across the world, they didn't want to unsettle the people too much. So they intertwined some of those earlier pagan gods and rituals into the whole meaning of Easter.
Isn't it funny when, you know, looking back at the history and you can see this diversity and intersectionality that exists, but also just how much astrology has played this amazing influence on us all. I'm just curious, Didichi, when did your interest in astrology take hold for you? What is it for you?
Oh, well, my mother used to read me Linda Goodman's sun sign stories, bedtime stories, when I was 8 or 9. She was into astrology, and I just grew up on it. And then later on, I started to develop more of an interest. My astrology is a little different to the Western astrology. The astrology I prefer is a Vedic form of astrology, and that is very much steeped in the, you know, spiritual tradition, which is why I raised the issue of the cross, really symbolizing the, you know, this idea of our identity, who we are as individuals, and that first person singular pronoun. The first person singular pronoun we all experience as I is really just, I don't know whether you've seen Professor Donald Hoffman, the new breed of quantum scientist, saying that space, time, and all the objects within it are no longer existent. It just doesn't exist. In fact, the Nobel Physics Prize last year, I forget the scientist's name, the three of them, that was their mathematical presentation, that none of this exists.
Well, it's not.
Hey, guys, we don't exist.
It's not something I've read recently, because I think if I did, it would freak me
out.
Wait,
so what you're telling us is that we don't exist right now, and we're not having this conversation because existence doesn't exist.
Wow.
No, it's a projection. You see, it's all a simulation. So what they've now discovered is that, unlike the earlier physics, which says that space-time is the fundamental building block, we now know that that's not true. Consciousness is the fundamental building block, which is why this question of I, the first person singular pronoun, is so important. And why Easter, which is all about the crucifixion and the elimination of that projection called I, is so important. The resurrection is really the emergence of, you know, the new man, the new perception, the new breed of human beings, which is Homo silica.
We will be right back with Didichi Toth right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Didichi Toth. So this is a great space and time of renewal for all of us within the astrology chart.
It is, but it has to happen within ourselves, and has to happen from within that framework of consciousness being the fundamental building block, to understand that my awareness is really a priori, before any of this arises, is the great renewal, the great resurrection of one's spiritual being, one's spiritual awareness.
So if we wanted to take a step into our spiritual resurrection this coming weekend, where do we start?
You got to begin with the mantra, I do not exist.
All right.
All right, that's a good way to start.
I'm sort of semi-joking here, guys.
Okay.
I think it begins with just simply being aware. You know, most of the time our brains are just like white noise. I don't know whether you ever really sat back and gone, let me take a deep breath and look at the trail of thoughts, the thoughts just emerging 24/7. There's an awareness behind that. That's the difference. The world as we know, which is the standing up part of the cross, is all of this worldly stuff, this identification of ourselves with, you know, our work, our looks, our fashion, what people think of us, our family, all of that sort of culturally embedded ideas, as opposed to it being crossed out as the awareness of all of that. When you become aware, then you realize that there's a deeper dimension to your being. And I think that's what Easter is about going deeper, taking a deep breath, not worrying too much about stuff, and getting into yourself, the deeper part of yourself.
Well,
that's a scary prospect for most.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but it's a good thing to do. It's something Rach and I always talk about and like to do as well. You've given me so much more to think about than chocolate now for this weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I'm a little grateful for it.
You can have a bit of chocolate and realize the awarenesses of experiencing the eating of chocolate. The eating of chocolate is a projection in space-time. And I am the one who was observing that.
Does that mean that if I start thinking of it as just a projection in space and time, that I'm not going to put on any weight?
Well, that's right. The weight is just an
also
idea.
Also a projection.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah,
the body and the mind, all objects and things in the universe are a simulation, a projection in awareness. Well, so what you think about is absolutely so important. It creates your destiny, your reality. So be careful what you think, guys.
Yeah, you've got, well, now you're giving me way too much to think about this early in the morning. But Didichi Top, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A lot of fun, guys.
But also, yeah, giving us this broader context and broader things to think about when it comes to Easter weekend.
Yeah, would you be up for another chat sometime about beyond Easter, all of these amazing thoughts in your mind?
Oh, I'd be up to a discussion on Beyond the Beyond.
Beyond the Beyond. Hey, there we could have a segment.
Beyond. Call me Captain Beyond.
Didichi Toth, thank you so much. We're also going to post the link to the significance of Easter with the podcast. Thank you for your time this morning.
And don't forget, you know, at astrology.com.au, we can give you a whole lot more information on this and other aspects of your life. Look forward to seeing you there as well.
Amazing. Thanks a lot. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.